Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here. And you know what? Today has been a very different kind of show. I can't think of a time that me and the text line were on such different places. I don't even think that Rob and I are in the exact same place today. So it's been a very, very intriguing show. I think I want to start the 5 o'clock hour with this. I think that Trey Smith is a very good player. I think he is a player certainly worthy of a new contract. He has stepped in. He has been a day one starter. He has been fantastic. Been great in the community, great teammate. He is a lot of the positive things that you will want if you're going to give out one of those deals. Where I do disagree is just a positional value. Now, I don't want to spend the entire 5 o'clock hour telling you what my positional value is because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter. The Chiefs and I don't see this the same. They've paid their center. They've paid their right guard. They played their middle linebacker in Nick Bolton. Like, they are in the business of compiling as many good players as they possibly can and going from there. So I don't want to spend this entire time debating positional value and those things. How I do feel is this. I do not want to hear it anymore about the offensive line. It is not an excuse to me anymore. It should not be a barrier for this offense not taking the steps to get back to where it was 5 years ago. This team gave their left tackle $21 million this past offseason. They spent a first-round pick on an offensive lineman. They spent a second-round pick on a left guard this past year who is in his second season, who has moved around the offensive line, who now you believe has settled in and should be in his correct spot on the offensive line. The text line believes that they have the best center in the National Football League. A lot of people think they have the best center in the league. They just paid the highest guard salary in the history of the National Football League, and their right tackle is the second highest paid player on the team. I don't want to hear it anymore about the offensive line. They have spent an exorbitant amount of resources on their offensive line to be one of the better units in the National Football League. So go be it this year. We live in the show me state. At least half of us do. You got to go out there and prove it to me on the field this year. You cannot spend the amount of resources that the Chiefs have. And in week five, if they struggle up front, I'm pointing it out. Oh, well, they won. No, hold on. Your offensive line got to play better than that. Not when you've spent first-round picks and big-time contracts and $70 million guaranteed here and $50 million guaranteed here. The Chiefs have told you we are willing to protect Patrick Mahomes at all costs. That also means you need to be effective in running the football. You need to control the line of scrimmage, control tempo, and get back to being a team that can run the football effectively. Now, last year, there were a bunch of reasons why they didn't run the football effectively. I know you guys don't think that the Chiefs run the ball. The Chiefs were 16th in rush attempts last year. The Chiefs tried to run the ball. The problem is they were tied for 30th in yards per carry last year. They weren't very effective when they did try to run the ball, so I can't really tell them that they should run it more because they were averaging 3.6 yards per carry every time they tried to run it last year. So this is a team that I want to see really beat people up and control the line of scrimmage. Look at Philadelphia. I think we would agree that Philadelphia has a really solid offensive line. Man, I see the effects of that. I saw the way that they neutralized Kansas City's defensive line. I see the way they protect their quarterback. I see the way that they can run the football. That is a team that if we look up spending for Philadelphia's offensive line and spending for Kansas City, you can see that they are very, very comparable. They've paid interior offensive linemen. You've paid interior offensive linemen. They got this tackle. You got this tackle. Both teams have spent a lot of resources up front to protect their quarterback, and you should. For a team that thinks they have the best center in the NFL, they think they got the best right guard in the NFL, they just went out and got the best available left tackle, they drafted a guy that they're telling me if he's healthy, he would have been a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. They spent all this money. They spent $60 million guaranteed on their right tackle. I don't want to hear it anymore on third and short why they're not good. I don't want to hear anymore up front about why they can't protect Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to hear why they can't run the football effectively. When you spend the amount of resources that they have up front, they have to be better at running the ball. They have to be better at protecting Patrick Mahomes. They have to look like and feel like and play like one of the top units in the National Football League.
I mean, we're just going to disagree about the importance of running the ball, but I agree with you here. The excuses are done. And this is... expands beyond just Trey Smith. It's everything. I remember last year at this time, Chiefs fans were in a froth about how the offense is going to be better. And injuries, the receiving core, and then the offensive line really took that away. But we're a literal week. A week from now, they'll be practicing football in shorts and pads up in St. Joe. They brought back all three of their top wide receivers from last year. Their top two wide receivers, and they brought back Rashee Rice to health. They have a Hall of Fame tight end. They have now an offensive line that features the most expensive interior in all the NFL, and probably in the history of the NFL. They have two options at left tackle, and they have an expensive right tackle who, despite his false start issues and terrible contract, the metrics say is a pretty good actual pass blocking tackle. They have the first ballot Hall of Famer at coach, a first ballot Hall of Famer at quarterback. They have everyone's favorite running back, Kareem Hunt, and they have Pacheco back to health. This conversation, I think, with the offense, to me, expands everything. It's time to be elite again. I don't want to, you know, look at Pro Football Reference on pick a date, March 22nd, and then be 15th anymore.
But this is where I just think you're wrong. Part of being elite offensively is running the football effectively. You can't name me one offense in the NFL that's elite that can't run the football. Name any offense you think is good. Detroit's offense, really good. Philadelphia's offense is really good. They can all run the football effectively.
I guess where me and you differ is, you're right, 30th in yards per carry is horrible. I'm not going to say, but they don't need to be third. If they're 15th in yards per carry, we and you are going to be on the same page. But for me, it's all of it. It has to be, you have to be top five, top eight. I know Nate Taylor, and we'll play a little bit of that conversation here in a minute, said they need to be top five in the NFL. I agree wholeheartedly. There is no more, hey, they're, you know, they ran the ball 25 times and they got 75 yards, but look, they won. There is no more, well, they only scored 13 points, but they still won. It is time for the offense to look more 2018, 2019-ish. And you're right. What we actually agree about running the ball is, yards per carry, they can't be in the same pantheon as the Panthers. They need to be middle of the pack and then grade out great everywhere from there.
Someone on the text line says, what was their rush rate percentage, not attempts? They possessed the ball a lot. That's why the attempts were so skewed high. The Chiefs were 10th in run-pass ratio last year. They threw the ball on 58% of their plays last year. So to me, the Chiefs run the ball. They run the ball a lot last year. I know there's this perception that the Chiefs don't run the football. For example, the average last year was 56, and the Chiefs threw it at 58% last year. So the Chiefs are not a team that just throws it nearly as much as you think. The Chiefs tried to run the ball last year. They just weren't effective at running the ball last year. I'm with you, Rob. I'm not saying they got to be Philadelphia's rush offense or Baltimore's rush offense. But I think one of the problems last year, and we can just disagree on this, one of the reasons why I think Philadelphia was able to really push Kansas City around is Kansas City's offense last year was kind of predictable. There weren't a lot of guys in their offense that could really beat you in the second half of the season. Travis Kelce is not running past anybody at this stage in his career. Last year, their offense was big plays from Xavier Worthy in the second half of the season, and Mahomes just kind of making the best out of a situation. I've been saying this all year. How you get explosive plays is you got to get explosive players. So if you're telling me now that the Chiefs have the third best offensive line, then let's get Isaiah Pacheco back to running for 950 yards, possibly 1,000 yards this season. Let's get Kareem Hunt as a great short yardage opportunity. Breshard Smith, you spent the seventh round pick. Maybe he's one of those guys to help somebody win their fantasy league because he's far better than expected. I'm not here telling you that I want the Chiefs to drastically change who they are offensively. But when I think about the best versions of this offense, they have been a team that gives you a threat to do that when it comes to the run game. It's Isaiah Pacheco having 975 yards rushing. You can throw it to him for another 300 yards last year. One of the problems, I think, with Mahomes and why he's kind of taken a step back, at least from a numbers perspective, is last year their offense asked him to do more than basically every team was asking their star quarterback to do. You didn't have a lot of healthy, viable weapons. And this year just goes beyond the offensive line. The Chiefs are moving like they think their offense is going to be elite. You got Rashee Rice back healthy. You got Xavier Worthy back healthy. You got Hollywood Brown. You didn't make a whole lot of moves at running back. You think you're going to be fine there. You have completely locked up your offensive line. You got Kelce in his last year. You repaid Noah Gray. The Chiefs have made all the move for a team that thinks they're going to be ranked in the top eight offensively. So I'm holding them to that standard this year. They were 17th last year for a team that has the best quarterback in the league and the best offensive-minded head coach. They were 17th. Now, injuries could obviously derail that. Let's see if that happens. But if the Chiefs are healthy this year, there's no reason why they're not one of the top eight offenses in the league.
And I think, and this is maybe semantics, we're addressing the same thing, just different ways. You're talking about no more excuses to be a bad rushing to the offensive line. For me, this is your offensive line. You've spent all offseason locking up the front of Mahomes, making sure pass protected. I do not want to be in February talking about how Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a deep ball in his game anymore. We played the cut yesterday from Kevin Clark. The stats are there. His deep ball completion percentage has been bad the last two seasons. At one point, it was like 40%. He was Steph Curry from three. Now it's like 25%. He's me and you from the three. It's not good enough. And I think now, this whole offseason, to your point, the Chiefs have moved like we have a top five offense, and they have operated with the one thing in mind, protecting Pat. They locked up Trey Smith. They made two moves at left tackle, if we're being honest. They made two moves at left tackle, and they have said, we're good with our skill position players. You say, I don't want to hear excuse about the run game anymore. I don't want to hear excuses about too high safety or any of that nonsense. It's time for the deep passing game to come back into this offense. It can't be Alex Smith dink and dunk anymore. It just cannot. So we actually have the same thought. It's time to take the step Chiefs fans have been talking about this offense for a while.
Yeah, I think it's all of those things. You're right. I think you and I are largely in the same place. It's all of those things. It's the threat of the run game that makes the play action viable, that opens up the down the field. It is having guys healthy that you've got Rashee Rice, who has just been an underneath wizard for his first, year and a half in the league. And now that opens things up for you down the field with Xavier Worthy. It is about just getting more explosiveness and big plays. What I'm used to for the Chiefs offense is just them having a heavyweight punch. And the last 2 years, they just haven't had a big punch on offense. They have made the plays on third down when they need to make those plays, and they have that on defense to get a big sack or a timely play that gets them off the field. But I want to see this offense get back to having that heavyweight punch that can really knock teams out with their offense. And I just don't think that they had that last year. The other top story in sports isn't a Chiefs story, but it affects the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw a new contract from Sauce Gardner. He is now the highest paid corner in the National Football League. Here's the latest with Ian Rappaport.
Sauce Gardner, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, the young all-pro, has now agreed to terms on a four-year, $120.4 million contract extension. Per the insiders, it is $30.1 million per year. Now the highest paid cornerback in NFL history, in this deal done by A.J. Vaynerchuk and Alante Gardner of Vayner Sports. And of course, this comes on the heels of another huge deal that the Jets did yesterday, locking in Garrett Wilson more than $30 million per year on his deal. You know, the Jets have spent so much time going into training camp over the course of the last decade or so dealing with issues, just endless issues heading into training camp. This year, with the new regime, with Darren Mooji, with Aaron Glenn, it is clean. Contracts done. The Jets can now head into training camp with the focus only on the field. And that is a huge, huge deal for them. Once again, Sauce Gardner, now the highest paid corner in NFL history.
If you take a look at cornerback contracts and where we are in the National Football League, it feels good to have cornerback dot return. If you look at the top cornerback contracts, all of them are complete except for Trent McDuffie. Sauce Gardner just signed for 4 years, $120 million. Earlier this offseason, J.C. Horn got four, $400. We also saw Derek Stingley get three for $90 million. So we're talking about a lot of really talented, really good corners have all gotten that second deal and gotten paid. The corner for San Francisco, Lenore, he got five for $88 million last year. A majority of the really talented 23 to 26-year-old corners are now signing their second contract. So the shift, the focus, in my opinion, should be towards who I think their best defensive player is going to be on the 2027 Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that player is Trent McDuffie. I think he is the best interior slot corner in the National Football League. I think he's one of the three best corners in the league. I would put Patrick Surtain as the best corner. I think he's number one. I think you could really make the argument that Trent McDuffie is the second best cornerback in the National Football League. Maybe you want to argue Sauce Gardner. That's perfectly fine. But if we are arguing that the Chiefs are in the business of paying elite players, and I would say based on how they've moved, that's what they do. They thought they had the best center in the National Football League. They paid him. They think they have the best right guard in the National Football League. They paid him. They think they have the best sideline to sideline linebacker, certainly in that conversation in the NFL. They paid him. Tight end, paid him. Quarterback, paid him. Well, now you have one of those players at corner. This isn't much of an argument to me. There isn't much of a debate to me. He's 25 years old. He's been fully healthy the last couple of years. He's even developed where now he's more of a ball hawk, take the football away from you kind of player. There's a lot of players we can go back and forth on if they should pay. Let's say Rice has a big year this upcoming year. All right, we can have some questions about it. Hey, you got the suspension hanging over your head. You had the knee injury. And I don't know about that. Maybe you got to earn it a little bit more. I don't really need to see too much more with Trent McDuffie heading into his fourth season. I don't need to see too much more for Trent McDuffie heading into being 25 years old. I think he's one of the top defensive players in the league. I think he's one of the top corners in the league. So I'm in the business of paying those guys sooner rather than later. I think he's been a great teammate. He's been healthy. He's been productive. He's turning into a guy that can force turnovers. You feel like you can have him play on the outside, also on the inside at slot corner. There really aren't too many negatives, in my opinion, in paying Trent McDuffie.
See, now we're going to get back on the same page. Now we're repping the same smart tech again, because they need to get this done in the next whatever time between now and Sao Paulo. I don't know the exact date. I don't know the exact time, but I mean, they got to get this done. This is a must do to me. I actually think this is maybe the most and the biggest must sign that Brett Veach has had since Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's 25. He's a star. According to PFF, he's one of the best five players in the league at his position. He plays a premium position. He's a multiple-time All-Pro, one first team, one second team. He's made a Pro Bowl. We don't think these things are accomplishments are going to stop in the next 2 to 3 years. All the metrics say it's basically him, Surtain, and Sauce Gardner, and Devin Stingley. Like, me and you are back in the lockstep together. Get this deal done. Give him a healthy chunk of change. Give him the Sauce Gardner deal, because elite corners do not grow on trees. And if you can have one, you feel like the back half of your secondary is set pretty safely for a while. So, yes, me and you, back on the same page. Sign Trent McDuffie. I would sign him to the Sauce Gardner deal today. I would sign him right now. Yep. Do you want this deal? Here's a pen. Here's some paper. Let's get this done. Trent McDuffie needs to be locked up for a long time in Kansas City.
I'm being serious. I don't even understand what the other side of the argument would be. Like, as we've been doing this show today, the other argument has just been, well, the Chiefs don't pay corner. What? That's the argument? Like, we're not evaluating the player. This is where I feel like we use Pro Football Focus when it's only convenient for us. Like, if you believe in Pro Football Focus or use that as a metric, which I think it is. I think it is a metric. Pro Football Focus thinks that Trent McDuffie is the third best corner in the National Football League heading into the season. And if you look at all the guys that they think are in that same conversation, Sauce Gardner, number one on their list. Patrick Surtain is second. Jalen Johnson is at four. Derek Stingley is at five. All of the guys that they think are in his caliber have all gotten second contracts by their original team. There's some positions and players that I think we can debate. This is where I will stand very, very firmly on positional value. People think you have one of the best corners in the league. I'm not letting that guy go play for another team. The Tyreek Hill thing's a little bit different. I don't know, wide receiver, off the field issues. I understood why you would want to move on from Tyreek Hill. I really get it. I don't really get the argument on why you would want to move on from Trent McDuffie. I honestly don't get it. I think it's very, very different than the Snead conversation. I think that Chiefs fans, in a way, have kind of overvalued what Snead was. And I think Snead was a very, very good player his last year. I made this point earlier. He was available to every team in the National Football League. The Chiefs got a future third-round pick in exchange for him. That's not what they would get if Trent McDuffie was available. Tomorrow, if the Chiefs just said, we do not plan on paying Trent McDuffie, we're going to sell him off to the highest bidder, they would get a first-round pick and more if they decided to move on from Trent McDuffie. There aren't many 24-year-old, 25-year-old entering the prime of their year cornerbacks that come available on the market. I don't think they get two because he's not really a high interception guy. Like, we're not talking about he's going to have seven interceptions next year, but he's going to be a guy that forces the fumble, maybe gets one or two picks next year, plays lockdown defense on the outside. That guy gets you a first-round pick. If you're telling me that Minka Fitzpatrick as safety got you a first-round pick, remember Minka Fitzpatrick when he got traded for a first-round pick. If Minka Fitzpatrick not that long ago was worth the first-round pick, then absolutely that's what Trent McDuffie is worth if he was available on the open market. Snead was available. It was a future third-round pick. They couldn't even get a pick in the draft that was coming up. He's never been all-pro, never been a Pro Bowl player. No, you guys don't think those things matter. Being all-pro matters to me. Pro Bowl, okay, cool, all right. He's been an all-pro player his first 2 years in the league. 1 year, he was first team. You got to be an elite player to be a first-team all-pro. I don't care what position it is. That means you're legitimately the best at your position in the league. Yeah, I honestly don't see the other side on why you would want to move on from Trent McDuffie. He is a non-negotiable to me. We can have that debate about Rashee Rice. At some point, we might have that conversation about Xavier Worthy. We might have that conversation coming up in a couple of months about George Karlaftis. I'm not willing to have it for Trent McDuffie. Pay Trent McDuffie what the market says that he's worth.
Maybe this is just me reading too much on the text line and saying the text line is all Chiefs fans. And if I'm doing that, I apologize in advance. But what is happening right now with the Chiefs fans and Trent McDuffie? It's like 2 years ago when me and you were like, hey, they're going to trade Legarius Sneed and a third-round pick would be a win. We were getting people texting in saying that it's a first-round pick or bust. Maybe you should trade him for a top-five pick. Legarius Sneed is a star. He's a star. He's a star. Why would you trade him? He's a star. They then traded him because of his health issues. Now, fast forward 2 years, we're in the same situation with a better player, and Chiefs fans, or at least a sect of them on the text line, are quick to dispose of Trent McDuffie. I do not understand. What has happened? Did the Legarius Sneed trade break people? I don't get it.
I really don't think that's it. I really think, this is what I think. I think it's the in Veach we trust. And I would say, if there is one position that Veach has shown that he can draft, I think it's corner. So I think that's what makes this conversation so interesting is, I think if you ask a portion of Chiefs fans, I don't know what percentage it is, I think if tomorrow, if they announced they traded Trent McDuffie, I think the sentiment with Chiefs fans is, we'll figure it out because of Spags, and this is a player that we can replace because Veach has shown that he is so good at drafting this position. Well, part of why you're so good at drafting the position is you drafted Trent McDuffie. And Nazi Johnson's a great player. Jalen Wilson Watson, a great player. We're talking about guys who are all pro elite level players. I think if you go back and watch, not the most recent Super Bowl, but the one before that where they played San Francisco, if you go back to look up why they did such a great job against Deebo Samuel, you will see the real value. Now, maybe he didn't do the best job against A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's just a very, very unique player. He's what, 6'4", 6'5"? He's just a bigger player. And you also weren't getting great pass rush. It was just a really bad matchup for Trent McDuffie. But please don't let the Super Bowl fool you about the kind of talent that I believe Trent McDuffie is. He is a no-brainer guy that the Chiefs should pay, in my opinion. Coming up on the other side, if you miss Nate Taylor, I want to play some of that for you, the best stuff. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Nate Taylor. He is the newest insider for the Chiefs at ESPN. Our conversation with Nate started with, this felt like a deal that was always going to get done.
For some people, they're like, well, that's perhaps a lot of money. And the answer is yes. The contracts go up each time someone is ready, healthy, in their prime of their career, one of the best players at their position. You just automatically are going to get a record-setting deal. Now, what's interesting here, Carrington, is the Chiefs basically gave up their leverage with what you just said. When they traded Joe Tooney to the Chicago Bears to get an extra pick, which is fine because he's an aging star player, he's 32 years old, you know you're going to have to really go into the bank. And there were even moments as earlier as today, Carrington, where the Chiefs were going through like, okay, we're going to do this. We know we're going to do this. Trey Smith's representation knows we're going to do this. So what was Clark Hunt comfortable with in terms of the guaranteed dollars? And now what we've known is that essentially for 3 years, Trey Smith is going to be making real significant money. And as we've reported already, $70 million virtually guaranteed on signing is the most for an interior offensive lineman in NFL history. So because you traded Joe Tooney, because you didn't draft anybody at his position with a top pick in the draft as competition or as a way to mitigate some of your risk, It all leads to today. And I know people were somewhat uncomfortable with the timing of it because it was so close to the 3 o'clock deadline. What's fascinating is so does Trey Smith and so does Trey Smith's representation. So if we can squeeze them for as long as we can, that gives us an extra million or two. That's why you do it. That's why the deal got done. But this was a deal that both sides knew had to be done today.
I've been taking a lot of arrows for this opinion, and that's fine. Sometimes that's the job. I don't love this contract for the positional value. Trey Smith is a very, very good player, no question. Trey Smith is now the seventh highest paid offensive lineman. If you take this contract and move it to another position, let's say wide receiver, he is being paid like he's the ninth best wide receiver in the league. That's not what I would pay for my right guard. I would have moved on from Trey Smith back in March. I would have then drafted his replacement and used that money elsewhere. That's obviously not what the Chiefs have done. How do you feel about that aspect of this, talking about the positional value that they have paid a center and a right guard a whole lot of money the last two off seasons?
Yeah. I mean, this is it, right? You draft players with the hope of developing them into star players, into legitimate contributors, guys you will win football games because of. And no, they don't score touchdowns. They don't run with the ball. The worst case for them is their name actually being brought up in the broadcast. But for Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, who have known each other since, ninth grade, they are best friends on the team. They are tied to Patrick Mahomes now. That was the plan back in 2021. And because you drafted and developed and they were immediately good from the moment they stepped on the field and they've only gotten better over time, this is what happens. I know one reason why you can do this now, one reason why Clark Hunt and Brett Veach and Andy Reid to a certain extent can stomach this is because, Rashee Rice is still on a rookie contract. Isaiah Pacheco is still on a rookie contract. Xavier Worthy obviously just finished his rookie season. Hollywood Brown's only on 1 year deal. Same for Juju Smith-Schuster. So from a skill position standpoint, obviously Travis Kelce, we'll see what happens, but it is likely that 2025 will be his final season. So you have sort of the availability from a salary cap sheet to make this work for the next couple of years where you have the highest paid center and the highest paid guard because those guys are elite at their positions. It's unquestionable to me that Creed Humphrey is the best center in the league, full stop. From the moment Jason Kelce retired, Creed Humphrey became the best center in the league. The only way this deal works in the Chiefs' favor from a true monetary value based on the production equation, Carrington, Trey Smith's got to become Joe Tooney. That's exactly what he has to become to make this deal be an absolute home run for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a better player-friendly deal than it is a team-friendly deal. And so I know when you have this dynastic run, a lot of times you need guys to take team-friendly deals. Well, I'll tell you this right now. Chris Jones is not on a team-friendly deal, and neither is Trey Smith, and they are two of the highest-paid players on the team alongside Patrick Mahomes, who was severely underpaid based on his value and his production. But this is the risk-reward that you play, and because you traded away Joe Tooney, you think Trey Smith in years 26, 27, 28, and maybe even 29, if he even gets to the fourth year of the deal, can be an all-pro player, can be someone that one day will potentially be in Canton, Ohio. I know that's going to happen for Joe Tooney already. That'll be the question for Trey Smith because it's great to be a Pro Bowl right guard. But now can you go to the elite, to the elitist? Can you get to a first-team all-pro? Can you be a second-team all-pro? Can you be as consistent and as technically sound, especially in pass protection, as Joe Tooney? Well, that's asking a lot, but that's what the contract demands from this day forward.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, give me the percentage chance that Jalen Moore is starting for the Chiefs at left tackle in week one. Give me the percentage that Juwan Taylor is starting at right tackle for week one.
100% for Juwan Taylor. I see no reasons to think that is really a competition. It's great, and I really mean this, it's great to have Wanya Morris as your swing tackle if that's what it's going to come down to. But this is Juwan Taylor's final season based on his contract, and so I don't have any issues with him. When it comes to left tackle and Joshua Simmons being in the mix, obviously having a much quicker rehab than most people thought, before the draft in terms of his left knee injury, Well, that gives me like 70% in favor of Jalen Moore. Still a overwhelming advantage, but I talked to more and more people, and you know, because Josh Simmons is young, because he was already an athletic freak before his knee injury, potentially he has a chance to return faster than most people expected. And then once he learns the speed of the game, once he, you know, obviously fills out his body in terms of raw strength, and he can sort of, as long as he, I mean, there's been no issues with the mental acuity of Josh Simmons and whether or not he's going to translate, you know, from the ears onto the NFL field. So even coming off a left knee injury that was non-contact that ended his, you know, his college season last year, I still give him a 30% shot, which is quite large considering that the Chiefs were so desperate at the start of free agency, which is why I always felt and still do that this is Jalen Moore's job to lose unless something really unforeseen happens that is not injury related to him. So the longer you can hold off Josh Simmons, the better, in my opinion. But the kid is that talented that you might be allured into seeing what he has, not on week one necessarily, but hey, let's see what he can do maybe, you know, in week six, week seven in October, if things are still a little bit uncertain at that position or if something happens to Jalen Moore.
Could you see a possibility where all three of them play on the offensive line and they play one of them, I guess probably more Jalen Moore at guard, and then Kingsley Suamata'i is the odd man out?
And that has to be the breaking case of emergency seal. That plan right there. Like, hey, we plan Jalen Moore starting money, okay? So if Josh Simmons comes into camp in elite shape, if he does well in the preseason, if he gets to that point, if he has blown the coaches away at a greater expectation than what Kingsley Suamata'i did last year, okay, maybe you're willing to start him sooner rather than later. But you're still paying Jalen Moore, whether he's on the field or not. And we know he can play in the NFL. There's still a question mark about Kingsley Suamata'i, who did play well in week 18 against a starting defense in the Denver Broncos who had to win in that game. But as I've told people this summer, nobody was game planning for you, son. So, that's where it gets tricky, because I just think Jawan Taylor's playing. He knows that. He's a professional. He will do the job that's asked of him. And because he's played on the left side, I guess you could project Jalen Moore inside at left guard, but that would be if you knew, let's say midway through the season, this second-round pick in Kingsley Suamata'i has not materialized in the way that we thought. And I will remind people, that would have been a quicker fall from grace than even Sky Moore, who was also a second-round pick.
Nate, I'll get you out of here with this final question. Now the conversation shifts to Trent McDuffie. We have seen all of the very talented young corners get paid. We were on Pro Football Focus earlier today, and out of the top five corners in the league, the only one who's not on their second contract now is Trent McDuffie. You would have to assume that this extension is coming soon. Have they begun negotiations? Have they started discussions? How close are they to getting a deal done with him?
Well, that's something we also discussed on NFL Live. And so what I've said is they should be on the phone with him now, like literally, you know. They have not really gotten into much of a conversation just because, this is both beneficial, I guess, to the Chiefs to some degree, because you now get Derek Stingley, you get Sauce Gardner. Okay, those guys were drafted ahead of Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie better than those guys. So it's really nice for the player, similar to Trey Smith, where you're like, hey, okay, now I know what my value is based on his market-setting deal, and I'm better than him. I've won two Super Bowls. I've been a two-time All-Pro at the cornerback position, one of the hardest positions to play in American sports. So think about it from this standpoint. The Chiefs had to get they had to get rid of Joe Tooney in order to pay, you know, Trey Smith. Now, after you pop some champagne, you do a round of applause, you take a deep breath, ooh, buddy, you got to go through this again, because when the Chiefs travel to Sao Paulo, Brazil, a couple days before the season opening game that Friday night, you have better had a deal in place using the fifth-year option as a little bit of an extender, because you already enacted that, to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie, because if you don't do it now, that price is only going to go up. Because kids, I'm telling you, I have more confidence in Trent McDuffie being an even more excellent player further in his career than I do right now with Trey Smith. And you had to get a deal done with Trey Smith. So they're in the same boat, and now their timeline is basically, okay, can we get something done before opening night, similar to what they did last year with Creed Humphrey? They got that deal done. That set them up to get this deal done with Trey Smith, and now Trey Smith has set themselves up to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie.
That was our guy Nate Taylor earlier today on the show. If you missed it, he is taking a new job. He is going to be on ESPN. He was on NFL Live earlier today. He is taking over for Adam Teicher. He is now the new Chiefs insider slash reporter for ESPN. Tonight is the All-Star Game. Keep it right here on Mad Dog or 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
I have been fortunate enough. I've been to two Major League Baseball All-Star games, both here in the state of Missouri. I went to the one in St. Louis. I believe that was in 2009. Zach Greinke started. I was a big Zach Greinke fan, so I got a chance to go to that All-Star game. And I also went to the All-Star game back when it was here in 2012. Rob, earlier today, I took a look at the All-Star lineup for the 2012. And you know what? I think we should go through it. For the American League, at catcher, Mike Napoli. First base was Prince Fielder. Second base was Robinson Cano. How do you think he was received that day? I'm going to assume very, very poorly.
I mean, it was probably better than the night before. The night before, he was very poorly received.
For those of you that were at that home run derby, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That was some of the most fun I ever had at a sporting event. Just to boo Robinson Cano, and you could feel it building and building and building. And then when he got a zero, to like be able to laugh at a professional athlete, know that you had that level of effect on how he performed. Oh, it was so good. Robinson Cano started and played second base. Adrian Beltre played third base. Derek Jeter was the shortstop. Jose Bautista, Curtis Granderson, Josh Hamilton. That was the outfield, and also David Ortiz. He was the designated hitter for the American League. And then if you look back, it was a lot of really good players. It was their first All-Star game. That was Mike Trout's first All-Star game. That was Bryce Harper's first All-Star game. That was Jose Altuve's first All-Star game. If you look at pitcher, that was Chris Sale's first All-Star game as well. Steven Strasburg, that was his first one as well. Like, going back, the 2012 All-Star game was actually like a really, really fun game and a really important game. It was not competitive, to say the least. The National League won 8-0, but it certainly was a really fun game to be at. I remember it very well.
Was that Derek Jeter's final one? I know it was Chipper Jones' final one. So if we're going to talk about the history of it, because I remember, now you were at the game. I went to the Futures game, which also was an incredible crowd. But I remember watching the All-Star game on TV, and whoever the NL manager was let Chipper Jones speak before the game. And he said, this is his last one. He's not going out a loser. And that message was resonated because the NL smoked the AL that day, just smoked them.
Yeah, no, it was not very competitive, to say the least. If I remember it very well, I think Bryce Harper wore these like really cool all gold Under Armour spikes during that. It was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to whenever we get another All-Star game. I saw Rob Manfred say today that Toronto is a city that they want to go back to for the All-Star game. It'll probably be a little bit of time, but you would have to guess if Kansas City gets a new stadium that we will end up being the host for an All-Star game. I don't know. This feels like a 2037, you know? That's just what it feels like to me. It feels like a 2037 we get the Major League Baseball All-Star game, and I'm sure it will be a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun today. Tomorrow is Missouri Day, right? Tomorrow's Missouri Day. We're going to have the AD on the show. We're going to have the head coach on the show. We're going to have some media people on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Take care of yourself. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.